Exam practice. Listening paper. Part 4.
Section 3. Questions 45 to 50. You will hear a radio news item about Ben Miller being appointed as the new European chairman of GTR, a big advertising group. For questions 45 to 50, circle one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the news item twice. You have 20 seconds to read the questions. Now you will hear the news item.
First, some marketing news. Ben Miller, former creative director with American advertising group Jackson Media, is expected to move to the GTR marketing group in the newly created role of European chairman. The surprise move follows the launch of his own agency, Hudson, in the US earlier this year, in partnership with Susie Thomas. Miller confirms that he quit Hudson last week, but declined to comment on his new job. It's understood that he has yet to sign the contract. Inside sources at GTR suggest that Ben Miller won't be welcomed by everyone in the group. This appointment is unsettling, especially since it comes at a time when GTR is still in a state of transition. The company was only created last year as a result of a merger of three European and North American agencies, so it sorely needs stability and clear vision. It's felt by certain key GTR staff that the decision to appoint Miller was taken at the group's New York headquarters without any discussion with senior management of the European division, whom Miller is expected to join in London. Miller's move to GTR will reunite him with the man he used to report to at Jackson Media, Mark West. In fact, West recruited Miller to join him in Jackson's Manhattan office, having done business with him sometime previously. West is now president and chief operating officer of GTR. West was ousted from Jackson Media at the beginning of last year, after investigations into the agency's finances by the US Securities and Exchange Commission, and Ben Miller left the company soon afterwards. Apparently, Miller didn't get on with West's successor, and when he left, he took some of Jackson Media's biggest clients with him, which gave Miller's own agency, Hudson, a good start. Hudson finds itself in trouble now that Miller has left. The agency was recently responsible for an advertising campaign on behalf of Yellowstone, the American food and drinks giant, and was expecting to pick up further business from the client. The initial deal was down to Yellowstone's 7-year relationship with Miller, built up while he was at Jackson Media. Yellowstone had subsequently moved their business to another agency, but Miller picked them up when he founded Hudson this year. Commentators are surprised at Miller's move, not only because it means leaving his own newly emerging agency, but also because there were rumours that he had been approached by the chairman of another big marketing agency, Outward Signs. It's thought that Outward Signs was interested in acquiring Hudson from Miller and his partner with a view to strengthening their own position. The agency is now expected to look elsewhere. Now for news of the manufacturing industry.
Now you will hear the news item again.
First, some marketing news. Ben Miller, former creative director with American advertising group Jackson Media, is expected to move to the GTR marketing group in the newly created role of European chairman. The surprise move follows the launch of his own agency, Hudson, in the US earlier this year, in partnership with Susie Thomas. Miller confirms that he quit Hudson last week, but declined to comment on his new job. It's understood that he has yet to sign the contract. Inside sources at GTR suggest that Ben Miller won't be welcomed by everyone in the group. This appointment is unsettling, especially since it comes at a time when GTR is still in a state of transition. The company was only created last year as a result of a merger of three European and North American agencies, so it sorely needs stability and clear vision. It's felt by certain key GTR staff that the decision to appoint Miller was taken at the group's New York headquarters without any discussion with senior management of the European division, whom Miller is expected to join in London. Miller's move to GTR will reunite him with the man he used to report to at Jackson Media, Mark West. In fact, West recruited Miller to join him in Jackson's Manhattan office, having done business with him sometime previously. West is now president and chief operating officer of GTR. West was ousted from Jackson Media at the beginning of last year, after investigations into the agency's finances by the US Securities and Exchange Commission, and Ben Miller left the company soon afterwards. Apparently, Miller didn't get on with West's successor, and when he left, he took some of Jackson Media's biggest clients with him, which gave Miller's own agency, Hudson, a good start. Hudson finds itself in trouble now that Miller has left. The agency was recently responsible for an advertising campaign on behalf of Yellowstone, the American food and drinks giant, and was expecting to pick up further business from the client. The initial deal was down to Yellowstone's 7-year relationship with Miller, built up while he was at Jackson Media. Yellowstone had subsequently moved their business to another agency, but Miller picked them up when he founded Hudson this year. Commentators are surprised at Miller's move, not only because it means leaving his own newly emerging agency, but also because there were rumours that he had been approached by the chairman of another big marketing agency, Outward Signs. It's thought that Outward Signs was interested in acquiring Hudson from Miller and his partner with a view to strengthening their own position. The agency is now expected to look elsewhere. Now for news of the manufacturing industry.